Today's daf was Shabbos daf Yud Beis. The Gemara had a stira at the bottom of daf Yud Aleph and Beis in regards to a zav going out with the kiss that covers over the bag that covers over his aver. So in the context of answering that stira, really having nothing to do with our mesechta in general, the Gemara discusses halachos of hechshel lekabel tuma, that kiyutan dumya dechiyutan, something only becomes hechshel lekabel tuma if the liquid came down, if the liquid came into this world as a result of something that you wanted, that you were interested in the liquid coming. So the Gemara gives a whole bunch of examples, or gives chilukim from the Mishnah Machshirin about when water is going to be machshel kabbaltum and when it's not. If you take a kli and you turn it upside down on a wall, and the water comes down over the kli in order to wash off the kli, because you're interested in washing off the kli, so then that water is going to be machshir peros that it then falls on, because you wanted that water, you wanted the water to wash off the kli. If, however, you put it just so that to protect the wall, so you didn't want the water there in the first place, elamai, once the water was there, you wanted to protect the wall from water damage, so then certainly you did not want the water there, and that therefore that water would not be makshul kabel tuma. If you turn the kli right side up, though, where it's able to be makabel the water actually goes into the kli, so then even if you put it there to protect the kosel, it's still going to be able to be makshul kabel tuma, because the fact that you didn't turn it upside down shows that at least you're okay with the water being there. The Gemara then goes on to discuss a person who goes out wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So the Gemara had said, Tanu Bei Rabbi Shmuel, a person is allowed to go out wearing tefillin on Erev Shabbos, rather, im chashecha, and we're not worried that he's going to come to carry the tefillin on Shabbos, because there's a halacha that you always have to be mashmish b'tefillin kol shav shah, you always have to be feeling for your tefillin, and we learn it from a kal v'chomer, from the tzitz, that if the tzitz has to be tamid, has to be something that you're constantly cognizant of, and the tzitz has only one Shem Hashem, certainly tefillin, which has multiple Shem Hashem, person always has to be cognizant of, so you're always going to be feeling for your tefillin. We're not worried about leaving your tefillin on too long after Shabbos already begins. The Gemara then discusses whether someone is allowed to use the Or HaNer to look at the difference between his own clothing and his wife's clothing. The Gemara says it depends how similar the clothing is. If their clothing is very similar to each other, then it's Aser. Of course, Tosfos points out, so you see that the men's clothing and women's clothing used to be similar for some people at least, which is interesting in terms of the Sugi of Beged Isha. But if they're very dissimilar from each other, so then it's going to be mutter, because you know we're not concerned they're going to be mata the Or HaNer. The Gemara then discusses how to deal with kinin that are on your beged, because the Mishnah had said that a person should not be mefale his begadim, he shouldn't shake out or clean off his begadim before Shabbos. So the Gemara has a question: what that means? Is it dafka or haner that you're not allowed to do that, or that you're not allowed to do it at all because we're afraid that you're going to kill the kinim? So there's a three-way machlokas about how to deal with lice that are in your begadim. According to the Tanakhama, it's asur midrabbanan to kill it, but you can weaken it by rubbing them in your fingers. According to Abba Shaul, who sides with the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that it's asur midaraisa to kill the kinim, so he says it's gzeir drabbanan that you shouldn't even weaken it in your fingers; it shouldn't do anything. According to the Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to kill the kinim because the kinim are considered to be something that spontaneously generates. They're not parin v'ravin, and therefore they're not included in the iser of killing an animal, unlike the shita that holds it's like killing a gummel, that holds like killing a camel. On the bottom, Yud-Beis Amanav, going over to Yud-Beis Amanav, the Gemara discusses a number of things, a number of divrei mitzvah that one might want to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to be mevakar chol or menachem avel because you're going to be mitzvah together with the people who are shari b'tzar, but according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to be meshadich banos. Beis Shammai holds it's asur because mimtzo chavtzicha, and Beis Hillel says no, it's mutter. That's chefsei shemayim. You're doing a mitzvah to be meshadich banos, salame tinokos, things like that are chefsei shemayim. That's nothing you have to worry about. The Gemara then tells us that when you daven, a person should not be shol tzrach of beloshon arami because malachi asharis don't understand arami. They're not makirin beloshon arami, and we need the malachim, Rashi explains, to take up our tefillos. However, the Gemara says, when you're by a chola, then you could daven even b'lashon arami, because the Shechina is right there by his bed, so you're able to talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the use of any malachim. And the Gemara tells us, the fact that the Shechina is there has other ramifications also. You're not allowed to sit al gabi mitaso, you have to be yoshev misatev, as if you're sitting right in the presence of the Shechina. The Gemara then moves on to tell us about some exceptions to this rule of reading by an Or HaNer, this halacha that one is not allowed to read by an Or HaNer. A yach it is not Kal at read by an or a ner, even if the ner is very, very high up and he's not going to be able to reach it. But when you have two people reading together, so then there's an assumption that one of them is going to remind the other. But if they're reading by a torch where they're sitting very far apart from each other, or they're reading two different things where they're not going to pay any attention to each other, then two people doesn't help. So that's the halacha by the or a ner. The Gemara then goes on to tell us a famous story of one of the Gedolei Amoraim who thought that Ani Ekra, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said Ani Ekra, one of the Gedolei Atanoim rather, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said Ani Ekra v'lo yata, I'll be able to read it and I won't come to do anything, I won't tilt the candle at all. And two days in the Gemara, one is that he almost tilted the candle and the other is that he did and he was mechaba the ner and he had to write down in his notebook that I owe a carbon when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And he said, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, how wise the Chachamim were to realize that these gzeros should really apply to everybody. Okay, that's tough it is.